And now, a word from one of our dream sponsors, Peel's Beer, circa 1950s.
My name is George. I don't like a beer intended for ladies. I like a light beer, brewed for men. Have a belt of Peel's Honest Beer. Discover a light beer brewed for men.
My name is Rita. I don't like a beer intended for ladies. I like a light beer brewed for men. Do have a belt of Peel's Honest Beer. Discover a light beer brewed for men.
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. Well, this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
I had intended to take a little break, a couple week break from the podcast, a vacation, if you will. But what I realized is I just can't. I can't quit you. I can't quit you, folks. What can I say? I'm crazy.
Crazy.
I have taken a break from doing interviews. I haven't done any new interviews in a while, and it's cool. A little break, you know, like just recharge. Recenter myself. So on this episode, I'm going to be playing some highlights from an interview I did with rap superstar G-Eazy pre-pandemic. This was actually on my previous show, Drinky Fun Time. So it's my old co-host and friend, Emma Patterson, and I. We went to the Sunset Marquee, Sunset Boulevard, in the heart of West Hollywood, and we interviewed G-Eazy and his partner in Stillhouse Whiskey, Brad Beckerman. So some highlights of that coming up. We played a drinking game, which was a lot of fun. I'm a little stuffy. I was listening to it. Oh man, I must have had a cold. So yeah, we got that. We got G-Eazy. By the way, how about that Peel's commercial at the top of the show, huh? Oh boy, when I go through these old commercials, they're so sexist. Every day, like really up until the 90s, probably still to this day, but man, in the 50s. Boy, oh boy. Was it a man's world back then, huh? Ay, ay, ay. As always, I invite you to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Imbiber. The podcast Instagram is at WWD_podcast. If you want to send me an email, info@whatwe'redrinking.com. That's how you get in touch with me or on the social media. Or you can come visit my house. You want my address? Here it is. My address is Venice. So there you go. Now you know where I live. Damn it, I keep forgetting. I'm on vacation. Come on. Get to it. Relax. Rest. Relax. Rest. Relax. Let's just get into this G-Eazy interview. And actually, I'm going to start it with the old theme song from Drinky Fun Time. I love that theme song. The guy's voice you hear is my good pal, Michael Mark Friedman. He did the intro on that. And let's go. And the band was the Velveteens. That's the song. The music. So let's get to it, shall we?
You know what time it is, don't you? That's right. It's Drinky Fun Time, where we drink booze with some of the most interesting people at the coolest places around. So grab a drink, chill out, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. This is Drinky Fun Time, and it's already starting. Emma's pouring drinks. We are coming to you from Bar 1200 at the famous, legendary Sunset Marquee on Sunset Boulevard. A lot of shit has gone down in this hotel, and some's about to happen today, thanks to the two gentlemen we have with us on the show. First up, he is the founder and CEO of Stillhouse Spirits, and that's what we're going to be drinking today on the show. Let's give a warm, drinky, fun time welcome to Brad Beckerman.
What up?
Yay, welcome,
crowd loves him. Yes, look, they're going crazy.
These are the cutest little cups, aren't they?
They really are, yeah. Super. Also with us on the show today is the co-creative director of Stillhouse Spirits,
And partner.
And partner. He also has a day job as a multi-platinum recording artist and producer whose latest blockbuster album is called The Beautiful and the Damned. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for G-Eazy.
G-Eazy!
Yeah.
Hello, hello, yeah.
Hello. Welcome.
How you doing, man?
Good, really good.
Good, good. So what do we have in front of us right now? What are we about to pour down our gullets?
Yeah, this is our limited release spiced cherry whiskey.
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, that's good.
It's sweet.
This for me? Okay. Stillhouse. Spiced cherry with limited release. How limited?
3,000 cases.
3,000 cases.
Wow.
Okay. And by the way, just to set the Stillhouse comes in a can.
Not just a can, yeah. Steel can.
In a steel can. It's a gutsy move to put your whiskey. You're inviting. That's like they put paint thinner in those cans too, right? You know? Did you know that going in? It's a bold move to do that.
Bold people do bold things.
That's right. That's right.
Well, here's the thing that most people forget, right? From a container perspective, when whiskey makers bottle their stuff, they're not bottling right out of the barrel. They're dumping the barrels into giant steel, stainless steel tanks and then filling it. And that's because you need stainless steel. Otherwise, it would change the flavor and the color of the spirit. But the other thing is this. You see this?
Yeah, he's holding up the can now.
I'm holding the can.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
This spirit, Stillhouse, could do something that no other spirit in the world can do. Not another spirit on that back bar. You know what that is?
What's that? Oh, dropped it, people.
Wow.
Drop the motherfucking mic. It's unbreakable. It's unbreakable. This goes where glass can't. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And
it's thin.
Oh, yeah.
I could
lightweight.
Probably sneak this onto an airplane, I think.
Exactly. So, yeah, well, we have a flask size. We have the 375.
I'm not recommending you try to sneak this onto an airplane. You probably will never associate the word cavity with dentistry again. They catch you with this thing. They're going in. Full out. Yeah.
Nice.
This is beautiful, though,
it
man.
Is.
I love the packaging. Yeah, and I really love the flavor, too.
So,
cheers.
Listeners.
Good health.
There we go. To good health. There we go.
Cheers. We've got a 750 mil can. It's red. They're all red, aren't they? But there's lots of different varieties of this whiskey.
How did you get involved in this, G?
I believed in the company. I discovered them as a fan.
Okay.
Yeah, and then met Brad, and I felt like I'd met my twin.
Well, you do.
We just clicked.
Like.
And,
not quite.
I mean, listen, like, I'm a big believer in, you know, doing things that make sense, like moving organically, partnering organically. Anything I put my name on, I take seriously. You know, any song I do, any video I do, any move I make. And, you know, I felt a connection and a synergy with the company. Listen, I am unlike anybody else. My entire life, I've felt different. I felt like an outsider, you know. And growing up and learning to embrace that, and be different and be bold and be, you know, proud of that instead of trying to fit in is the backbone of my whole identity. Yeah. And I felt that connection with Stillhouse. I mean, like you just said, you know, it's like...
Well, you've always been a fan of spiced cherries, haven't you?
I do like the spiced cherry. Yeah, it's my favorite. and I just felt a connection and we just kept building and it just made sense. So,
yeah. By the way, I should let you know, you're the second G we've had on the show. We've had another G on.
Yeah.
G Love was on previous show. So you're the second G. Yeah. And you're the only Brad we've had. Yeah. Have we had a Brad?
Stop.
Has there been a Brad?
Be Rad.
Be Rad.
If there has, I'm embarrassed I don't remember.
Yeah, no. So what you've been, in addition to Stillhouse, you've been a little busy lately. You get a new record. You're jamming out all over the place. How is it?
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind, right? I mean, how many, you know, it's been what? Three, four years since the first record?
The first official record that you would count, yeah. The first record that I was like selling out of my backpack in downtown Oakland.
Wow.
It's probably over 10 years. But yeah, the first record I put out on RCA was about 4 years ago. And then I put out my last album, When It's Dark Out. And then this one, it's been almost exactly 2 years since that release. And yeah, I spent a year recording it, and now we're rolling it out, and my album comes out. Yeah, I mean, it's out.
Out. Yeah.
So 10 years ago, because you were 28, is that right?
Yeah.
So when you were 18, you were handing out records on the street.
28 going on 8.
Were you one of those people? Well, were you literally there sort of saying to people,
yeah,
please take this, listen to it?
I've always, you know, if it doesn't exist, then make it. If it's not how you want it to be, then go get it, you know, period. And I was releasing music on MySpace back in, 2006, 2007,
yeah.
And nobody was listening. You know, I mean, we were trying, it wasn't working, and I was in downtown Oakland selling CDs, and, you know, people walking by, hey, support local hip-hop, buy this, da-da-da-da, you know. And, you know, that same grit, that same, you know, made
hustle.
It happen, has
yeah.
never stopped.
Yeah,
yeah, that hustle.
That's really impressive, because that still happens today. You know, you can walk down the street here in L.A. and someone will hand you
a movie.
A CD.
Yeah, it's
no,
2018, man.
Hey,
you have the internet, you can watch any movie ever.
Star Wars right here, $6.
Yeah. But it still happens, and sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, oh, no, it's okay, because I know I won't go home and listen to it. You would, Dan. You would.
I would.
But obviously, you know, it really works and paid off. And
I was in an Uber once, and a guy was telling me about his new record
that
he was doing.
That
and I was like, oh, really? That's cool, right? And he's like, here, you want to hear it? I'm like, oh, shit. Don't do this to me. And he put it on, and he cranked it up really loud. And it
I
wasn't,
think we have the same Uber driver.
And it wasn't good. It wasn't
like
good. He's like, what do you
guy.
Think? And I was like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You actually, sorry, but GE, as your mother would call you, you got an Uber over here, didn't you?
I did.
Now,
yeah.
did they know about you?
This guy did not. No, he did not.
He didn't know.
No, I like it better when they don't.
What's your Uber etiquette? Do you just get in and not say anything?
I just get in and not say anything.
You've got no stars then. Your rating
is... my rating is actually really bad.
You got to talk to them. Yeah. Somehow I have a good rating, which is amazing considering how many times I've actually passed out in Ubers.
How do you know you have a good rating?
You can check it. You can check it on
my
Uber.
My friends throw up in Ubers.
I never did that. Never did
that.
I thought it was like your credit score. You couldn't find out unless you wanted to drop points.
No, you can find out.
So, yeah. G-Eazy's Cold Pimpin' Stillhouse Whiskey. But maybe Stillhouse Whiskey's not your thing. Maybe whiskey's not your thing at all, any whiskey. Maybe it's rum. Let me tell you about one of my favorite brands. It's called Batiste Rum. Love talking about them. Not only are they a big supporter of this show, but it's delicious rum. And I really feel good about drinking it because Batiste Rum has the sustainability aspect down, baby, down. Dear listener, Batiste Rum is next level when it comes to sustainability. It's the first sustainable American craft rum. They have this built-in process. They generate zero durable waste. That's plastic and toxic waste. It's carbon negative from ground to glass. Batiste Rum is the first booze in the world to do it that way, and it's the first booze in the world to do it that way and be on this show. Batiste Rum's made from 100% pure fresh cane juice, unlike molasses or sugar crystals. So you've heard me say it before, I'll say it again. If you like your tequila 100% agave, then you're going to love your rum 100% cane juice. Batiste Rum goes from cane field to rum in under 40 hours. Minimal processing, no cooking, single distillation. It's distilled sunshine, baby. Check out BatisteRum.com to learn more. That's BatisteRum.com. The H in the rum is the tip of the hat to the French Caribbean, where it's sourced. The H is silent, but I promise you, after you taste Batiste Rum, you won't be silent like me. You'll be screaming to the heavens about it. Okay, fine. Maybe rum's not your thing either. Maybe whiskey is your thing. It is your thing, but Stillhouse whiskey isn't. So there's other whiskeys. People ask me, I host a show called What Are You Drinking? They say, hey, what are you drinking? And when it comes to American-made whiskey, my go-to is Rabbit Hole. Rabbit Hole. It's been on the show. Kaveh Zamanian's been on this show before. He's on this show because the guy knows what he's doing. He's the founder of the brand, and he and his team at Rabbit Hole spare no expense in taking their making it. They make it and they take it. Bourbon and rye. They have their own cooking methods, and they use top-of-the-line grains in that cooking. They never chill filter at Rabbit Hole, and they use barrels that are toasted, charred, and wood-fired. Why am I? I'm singing. I'm in a singing mood today. Nobody does that, though. No, I mean, people sing, but nobody toasts, chars, and wood-fires their barrels. And what you end up with, a line of bourbon and rye with really rich, deep flavors that are unlike anything you've ever tasted. So yeah, what am I having? What are you having? It's a question as old as the bartending profession itself. You ask me, Bubba, the answer's Rabbit Hole.
I'm Caitlin Bristow from The Bachelorette, and I have one question for Dan Dunn, and that is, will you accept this rosé?
Is this a first impression rosé?
Sure, but it's definitely not the last.
And now we're going to jump back into the interview with Brad Beckerman talking about how he met the one and only G-Eazy.
And you know, as serendipity would happen, you know, I end up meeting G through an old mutual friend. Well, not mutual. He's my friend and his co-manager, G Roberson, who's...
Okay.
That's, you know, another G.
That yeah, another and G. You had it at the
By the way, we yeah. have to call yeah, him yeah. Robo, because when we're all in a conversation, if we say G, we're referring to this yeah. G.
Okay.
Robo is Robo. But long story short, I said to him, man, he tasted it, and he said he doesn't really drink, and he had a big smile on his face, and I was like, all right, man, what kind of genius idea do you have up there? Because I know you're dialed in. And he had this, and he has a big smile. He's real animated, and he goes, give me a couple days. I'm going to get back to you. I got something. And
this special guy, I mean, he manages yeah. Kanye West. Like, he literally,
yeah.
like,
he created, I mean, he found Kanye, Kanye West. Like, yeah.
He's, you know, one of the biggest people in music. I mean, he's literally a Jedi.
Oh, no, but, no question.
And yeah,
this is the other best. G. This is the
this
other G.
This is the other Gerald.
Robo.
His name's actually Gerald. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, his name's Gerald.
I didn't know that.
Aww. One of the only other Gerald's I've met in my life.
Now, how did he find you? Did you?
He found me through his partner Cortez, who manages Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And they are the Illuminati of hip hop, basically. You know, literally from
well,
they managed Drake. They managed. I mean, they've worked with everybody from Jay-Z to Nicki Minaj to T.I. to Lil Wayne to, you know, to Kanye. And they came to me about what, five years ago now, and I've been with my managers that I met in college, like the people that I, you know, started with and built everything
That's
with
great.
Organically from the jump, and they wanted to get involved and. As flattered as I was and as, you know, starstruck as I was because I knew who they were and I knew
yeah.
who they represented and what they've done, I said point blank, I said, look, I'm flattered that you want to work with me, but unless you see me as a Kanye West, I don't want to do this. And I need you to dedicate as much energy and time as you would to a Lil Wayne.
Yep.
And otherwise, no. Period. And that's how they saw it, and that's how... I've always seen it, and we've been partners ever since. And yeah, I mean, he can't say enough about this guy's smile because
yeah.
when that smile lit up,
yeah,
and he
yeah.
says, "Yeah, I know somebody who's yeah. like this," and yeah, he connected the dots and he brought me to Brad. And you know, I was already a fan of the company, and we met and we clicked. And you know, I've always been a whiskey guy,
okay,
but you know, listen, like I wanted to build something. I wanted to be a part of something, you know. It's a lifestyle, you know. We have habits of nature. I mean, we, you know, a lifestyle, like literally what we do. And in music, I think people look at artists as somebody they follow, somebody they listen to the music that describes a whole
a lifestyle,
literally.
And you're
yeah, and drinking and going out and you know everything that goes along with it is a part of it, but.
Do you integrate this into the tours or anything? You have still
organically,
all,
absolutely.
Doing all that's in there too.
It's in his first three videos. I mean, if you pay attention to it, it's part of. It's not a like just a product placement. Like, it's integrated as far as the vibe and the energy of his creative vision of what that attitude is. And I think, you know, that's what we're doing here. I mean, you know, G not only is my creative partner, but he's an investor in the company. And honestly, and I don't know if I've actually said this to you, but I've actually never asked you to do or post anything in particular.
Yeah, no.
Not once. And it's just a testament to his belief, dedication to this brand. And, I mean, our social media numbers have literally almost doubled since we've been partners just because his halo effect. Right,
yeah.
and it's awesome, and it's natural, and when he does, you know, any kind of event or party, and we do sampling, we're doing it in a way that fits his brand because it's who we are.
Yeah, and it's amazing too to see. I mean, when you think back on those days when you're hustling CDs in Oakland, mm-hmm. you know, you look now, you got a song on Me, Myself, and I on Spotify looks pushing like 700 million streams. Is that does that blow your mind when you?
It blows my mind.
Yeah,
fully because. Yeah, I mean, I remember uploading songs to MySpace and refreshing the page. You know, I would refresh to check the plays. You know,
to see how many people
were
doing it.
Let it sit for about an hour.
Yeah.
I'd be so excited. Like, I'd let everybody know, I'm uploading a new song tonight. You know, I'd upload it, and then I'd wait. You know,
What was a good night back
then? I'd refresh it. I'd be like, 87 plays.
87 plays.
Wow, there's so many of you on the other side of this. Wow. I'm speaking to all of you. I'm so grateful.
87
You know, and that's real because I think as creatives, we want to be heard. We want to be understood. Yeah. We want to be felt. We want to be, you know, what we create and give to the world. You know, I mean... I don't know. We don't want it to fall on deaf ears. And when there's somebody on the other side, it feels really good. And rolling out this album has just been really intense for me because it's, you know, it's the first time where, I don't know, we don't feel as much as, I'll always feel as an underdog, but we didn't feel like that this time as much because the platform is what I always prayed for and what I always hoped for is to have the platform to... You know, have people on the other side and a budget to create what I wanted to create and a platform and the help and the support and, you know, between everything we're doing, between the help from Stillhouse, between every single angle, it's been incredible.
There must be a lot of expectation, though, that you, how do you deal with that so that you, because you're obviously in a really comfortable
Oh, God, spot. Anxiety is crippling.
Yeah. You just drink Stillhouse whiskey to get through.
This is my medicine. This is my medicine. Anxiety medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, you ready for some tough love? You ready to hear a hard truth? Okay, good, because I'm going to lay it on you. You can buy the finest, fanciest, most expensive spirits in the world to make craft cocktails at home, but if you use crap mixers, you're going to get crap drinks. Let's face it, whipping up cocktails at home can be an expensive hassle. That's why my fridge is always well stocked with Fresh Victor. Fresh Victor is a line of all-natural, clean-label cocktail mixers that brings the magic of Master Mixologist into your home. All the ingredients are fair trade sourced. There's no artificial anything. The mixers are produced at a 100% solar-powered juicing plant with absolutely no waste. Fresh Victor features 7 unique blends with contemporary flavors designed to suit any palate. There's delicious combos like pineapple and ginger root, which I love with little vodka, cactus pear and pineapple, which I love with little vodka, and cucumber. And lime. I put rum in that one. And right now, Fresh Victor is offering a funky fresh deal to my listeners. Simply go to freshvictor.com, fill up your shopping cart with some great mixers, and at checkout, enter promo code WWD20. That's what we're drinking, WWD20, to get 20% off your order. So if you order $50 worth of mixers, it'll only cost you $40. Yeah. You're welcome. Go to freshvictor.com, fill up your shopping cart, and at checkout, enter promo code WWD20 to get 20% off your order. That's fresh.
Okay. You know what time it is?
Yeah, time for a drink.
It's time to play the drinking game.
Oh, yeah. My. It's a drink.
You like that one? We also have
Stop
this one.
It. No.
What do you think this is? Some kind of game?
Oh, it is some kind of game. And today's drinking game is the Stillhouse drinking game created just for the show. You want to know what we're playing for today?
Let's hear it.
Pride. Just pride. Good old-fashioned pride. That's what we're playing for. So it's going to be the three of you. I will be asking. Don't cheat, Emma.
I can't see anything.
I will be asking the questions. You will buzz in. And the first, and if you get it correct, you win pride.
You win pride.
You win pride. You got to have a buzz in now, Brad. What's your buzz in? It could be anything.
Wow,
okay, there you go.
The best we've had,
yeah. All right, G, what do you got, man?
G.
All right, there you go, Emma.
Oh, hello.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Are you guys ready?
That was her. She did it twice. That wasn't me.
It's very tense when we play the game.
Is this The Shining?
Yeah, here we go. All right, here we go.
No,
this
it's
is
not The Shining.
The clue here to the key to the game is every answer contains either the word still or house. Okay? Here we go. Every answer contains still or house. This traditional folk song tells a life gone wrong in New Orleans. The most successful commercial version of the song was recorded in 1964 by The Animals. and it went to number one on the charts. What is the song?
Oh, hello!
Emma?
My House.
My House?
Listen, no one else. No one else is going to have a guess.
Is My House your final?
If it wasn't Bob Dylan, I didn't know it.
Is My House your final answer?
Oh, God.
Okay. The answer is
sitting open.
The House of the Rising Sun.
Ah!
Yes.
Oh, now I see how this game's played.
All right, you got it.
I got my head on straight.
And you got to buzz in now, too. All right, remember, here we go. This song by Portugal the Man became the band's first to top both the Billboard Alternative Songs. What's your buzzing? You got buzzing?
Yeah.
Yee!
Okay. G-Eazy. G-Eazy.
I forget the end of the song.
Sing it.
What's that song called?
Wow. I still...
Still...
Kickstand.
You got it. You're almost there.
No.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. No, I forget. I don't know the name of the song.
God. We're going to give it to you. The audience is saying yes. Let's give it to you.
What is it?
The name of that song
I'm in the lead.
The song is Feel It Still.
Feel It Still.
Feel It Still spent 20 weeks at number one on the alternative charts. It's the longest running number one song ever. Yeah. All right. What is it? Jeezy's up 1-0.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's got
I'm not
it.
Going here we go.
Let me take a sip of whiskey before I ask
smug
this next
already.
One.
Smug already. He's already smug. Give him a drink.
Okay, here we go. This song, remember the clue. It's got a still or house is in the
okay. Here we go.
This song by Paul Simon begins with him singing, "I met my old lover on the street last night."
Is that it?
That's the clue.
Oh, good God.
Can I use Google?
Hey, Siri.
Oh, hello.
Emma?
Sit still, dear.
Sit still, dear?
That's the name of the song.
And that is incorrect. The song is Still Crazy After All These Years. Still Crazy After All
These Years. God, that was on the tip of my tongue.
All right, here we go. This song was the second single from Tupac Shakur's posthumous album Better Days and featured Trick Daddy. What's the song? It's kind of it's my life motto.
Wow.
Tupac Shakur's posthumous album, Better Days, and featured Trick Daddy. Anybody?
This is a really difficult quiz.
I know. Well, you know what?
Wow.
That's what we do.
Anyone in the audience know the answer?
I think he knows. He knows. It's right there.
God, I love Better Days. I'm trying to think.
He feels responsible. He must
I'm fully responsible. Damn.
Can't do it? No.
What is it?
Excuse me. All right. Still balling. Still balling.
Oh, man.
And here's the last one. And
still you're, drinking. I need one for pride.
G is in
shit.
It. Yeah, G's about to win the pride.
Oh,
just
my Lord.
Just letting you know right now.
All of that one.
All this pride is up for grabs.
I know this is not going to be an easy one. Go ahead.
This 1983 song by the Talking Heads was the band's highest.
David Byrne.
Was the band's highest charting song ever in the United States. How do you guys not know? Am I the only like old?
I like Talking Heads, and I like David Byrne. I don't know.
And she was still.
And what? She was still.
You have an advantage.
You can't You can't add.
I can't
add
see,
no,
it,
she's
screen.
Not looking.
There's
does he have the screen that's like the privacy
our
screen?
Man,
what was it?
Flow Rider, my house. Ever heard of it?
Burning down the house.
Burning down the house.
Oh wow, of course.
Come on. All right, now you all have to take a drink of Still House after that.
I'm in.
Disappointing.
And the winner is, by the way, G. Congratulations. You're the winner.
Yeah, well done.
Look at
with
the pride.
With a whopping one
you
point.
You can see him. Look at it. Look at the pride. Look at the pride on his face.
God, I got
right
so much pride.
He has every right to be proud.
Yep, that's it.
That
so,
was really hard.
It was hard. I mean, you could have played on like easy. You played on Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I should have. Yeah, I could have done easy.
You really showed your age as well.
I know.
We went more.
Well, no,
pop culture. It moves so fast.
Google, hey, I did Google the Tupac.
Oh, so you could Google and I couldn't.
Here's what I Googled.
Yeah.
I Googled songs that feature the word still, and then I featured songs, and that's the internet has everything.
But why is
somebody
this?
Made a list of this.
YG is still brazy.
Yeah,
ever heard of it?
Can we, from now onwards?
What was that?
One of G Easy's phones just fell on the floor.
Yeah.
He's got like
one
five of them.
Okay,
So why do we think this, where was the Unbreakable thing come from? Was it just a happy mistake? You were like, shit, this thing might break.
No, I mean, taking it everywhere glass can't. So,
yeah.
You know, you think about it, like going to the beach or
hiking,
you know,
hiking.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado, like, it's one of our biggest markets. You can't believe it.
Why is Dan's ankles always broken? Well, he's hiking. He takes hikes with Stillhouse. Yeah.
Sorry, that really tickled me.
No, this is delicious.
I don't
this
think
one.
We're allowed to drink on the beach in California, are we?
No, you can't bring glass on the beach in California, but you could bring a Stillhouse steel can.
Now, do you have, I might have looked on the website, and I think that you are encouraging this as like a travel buddy, like a drink to go type thing.
We have a 375 that fits in your back pocket, and it's like a flask.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's like my thing because I just like put it there and. You know, anywhere you
Do you ever drink when you're performing?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, no, I mean, that's
some people
like,
don't.
Listen, I used to get bad stage fright. So, you know, I'd be nervous before I'd go on stage, and a shot or two of whiskey would help me, like, just, you know, feel calm. And, yeah, I mean, I put one of these in my back pocket every time I go on stage.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, now, when you play, like, you recently played Madison Square Garden, do you? When you walk out there, is it overwhelming when you look out and you see 20,000 people? Or you got it now? You got it.
Yeah, not anymore.
Still house courage? You got one right?
I mean, there's certain shows. Nah, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's certain shows that I still, like, you know, get the jitters. But, I mean, it's more or less, there's the performance aspect that becomes muscle memory. You know, I mean, you've done it. I played, like, over 200 shows last year.
I was going to ask a question. When you've done so many performances, is it a little bit like when you do the same route to work so often you can't remember how you got to work sometimes because you're like, did I stop at a traffic light today?
I don't have a job.
True.
What do you mean?
But are you in autopilot is what I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing. It's weird because, you know, it's not autopilot for the fans.
Yeah.
That's their only time seeing the show.
But do you ever get off stage and you're so like high on all of it? And just,
it's kind of like driving a Ferrari and like slamming on the brakes when you get off stage. You know, if I leave everything on that stage, if I give my all to the fans, who's one night it is, you know, I mean, they've saved up. They bought these tickets. They planned for it. They put it on their calendars. They bought parking. They bought drinks. You know what I mean? Like, they came out here for this special night. It's Friday night for them. And this is their show. And I want to give them everything. And when you get off, it's like you peak, you climax, and then you get off stage. And it's like,
Are there different energies in places you play? So in other words,
Minnesota is incredible.
So that's what I'm thinking. Like,
Minnesota
is
incredible. There's different energies in different places. Yeah. I love New York. New York scares the shit out of me. Like, when I perform in New York, it's New York. It's a tough crowd, you know? Like, I mean, it's not like it was the first time. You know, it's not as whatever, but, you know, it is what it is. But in places like Minnesota, for whatever reason, they love live music, and they, like, they react differently. But, yeah.
Is it because, I'm not being to Minnesota, but is it because they're more grounded and sort of, like, just down to earth? Is
that's
because
they're so fucking cold. They're just happy. They're just happy to be in the concert.
We're
they're like, we're not outside. This is amazing.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's cold in New York, though. Like, what's the difference? Yeah. Is it?
It's just and I appreciate that there's difference, because if there was no difference, it would literally be Groundhog Day every day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So going to places and experiencing that difference in energy and vibration, you know, is what we live for. Because, I mean, if you can imagine a tour, it's like you play basically the same songs every night. You do the same show. You do the same routine. I have exactly the same amount of
Stillhouse
before I go on stage. It's very, like, I don't want to be too, you know what I mean? I don't want to be too this way. So it's like, it's very routine. It's very, like, repetitive, you know? So I appreciate those, you know, those moments that feel like I'm here and I know I'm here because I'm getting that energy of here that's unique to here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's a day in life like for someone like you? Like, what time do you get up?
Okay, lobby call is 6 in the morning.
Lobby call is at 6?
Lobby call. So we all have to meet in the lobby of the hotel at 6 in the morning. We're all hungover.
Yeah.
We meet in the lobby at 6 in the morning. We get in a big, like, two or three SUVs. We're sleeping on the way to the airport. It's usually about 30 minutes to an hour. We drive to the airport, sleep.
You stop at like McDonald's and things like that.
There's no time. we get out, we fly to the next city, go to another
Are
SUV.
You in a private?
No, okay. No. they're very expensive.
They are very
expensive. We go to, you know, another SUV, go to the hotel, try to get a nap, and then wake up and then go to do like interviews, you know, in whatever
like
city
this.
We're in, like yeah. this, during the day. And then we'll play the show at night and then get off stage and go to an after party and play like another show. And then
Jesus
have fun
Christ, I'm
with
tired.
The friends that we've made in this city. And, you know, drink Stillhouse and then wake up at 6 in the morning the next day.
And off you go again.
What do you do when you have to pee during a show?
no, it's happened.
It had to have happened,
yeah,
right?
It's happened.
You're on stage, you're dancing around, you're like, shit, I got to pee. What
it's
do you
happened.
Do?
It's happened.
You hold it.
Just, oh, God, I just go.
Just I would
go.
Just stop. I'd be like, hey, guys, hold on a second here.
I've just
talk amongst
yeah.
yourselves.
It's not a costume change. I just have to use the bathroom.
Well, because if he's drinking the whiskey, I would have to pee. I couldn't go
Listen,
2 hours without
peeing.
No
one's looking at his feet at this point. Yeah. They're not seeing it just swelling up around his ankles. They're just looking at his face.
What if he had like a porta potty on the stage? That would be awesome.
That's not sexy.
Not
you
good
could
look.
Make, actually, no. That's smart. You could turn a giant Stillhouse can and it'd be
no,
a porta
no,
potty.
No, no, stop.
No, no, wouldn't work, no.
You just get in it.
That's not the brand messaging, I think.
No, I don't think that's on yeah.
They don't know he's going.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Well, enormous congratulations.
I want everybody to you go check out Stillhouse. What's the website for Stillhouse?
Stillhouse.com.
Where'd you come up with that?
Stillhouse?
No, I'm kidding. check out stillhouse.com. You have to go right now, immediately, as soon as you stop listening to this, and listen to The Beautiful and the Damned, available everywhere.
Yes.
That music is distributed.
Including downtown Oakland. You can find me slinging them out of my backpack.
Yeah. Pay for it. And I want to thank Brad Beckerman.
Thank you,
thank you,
brother.
Guys.
Here we go. Yeah.
And what a pleasure.
And
thank you so much.
G-Eazy for coming here and joining us. And I think we'll let's take it out with this song today, huh? Uh-oh.
Woo!
Hey, fuck with me and drink some Stillhouse. Yeah. Fuck with me and drink some whiskey.
That's brilliant. If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. Let's just stay here and drink all day.
More or less.
Safe in the face, we say, my hands turn to shit.